So I watched Oprah Winfrey with Robert Duvall, Bobby Duvall, and John Travolta.
Oh, I missed that.
Oh, my God. You never saw an ass-kissing festival.
Well,
I don't.
Everyone is an ass. She knows she is a professional ass-kisser.
You never saw ass-kissing
she
like this.
She can kiss the ass of nobody.
She brings the ass-kissing art to new heights.
But it's one thing. You know, Bobby Duvall, he's got some credentials.
Right.
I suppose John Travolta has some credentials.
Yeah, he does.
But I've seen her kiss the ass of Gwyneth Paltrow.
Yeah. Oh, and now when it's John Travolta, she comes out. John Travolta's here, and all the women, these like middle-aged women, excuse me.
They're shrieking, too.
Middle age is 30, actually. These women are in their 40s and some 50s. They're shrieking and jumping up and down. And it's like,
they still have those fantasies, I suppose, that somebody's going to look at them and run off with.
Right. Meanwhile, all these, Duvall's girlfriend's 23 years old. They had pictures of him doing the tango.
And John Travolta's married to Kelly Preston.
Yeah, one of the most beautiful women on the planet.
That's what he had needed to.
Yeah, exactly. That's what he needed to bring him over to our side.
And lure him.
Right. But it's like weird. They're shrieking and jumping up and down. They're like little groupies.
Yeah.
And Oprah's like, John Travolta, he's my favorite actor. He your favorite actor? He's your favorite actor? He's my favorite actor. It's 10 minutes of that.
I thought she could watch Anthony Hopkins read the phone book.
Yeah, and then she's like, y'all saw the movie? Y'all saw the movie? We all just had a screening of the movie. Y'all saw it, right? Wasn't it great?
They close their eyes when you drag them into that theater?
Yeah, it's unbelievable. Didn't y'all love the scene? And then she goes into it's the same show every day. Mm-hmm. Didn't y'all love the scene when the lawyer turns to the other lawyer and say, yeah, you know what I mean? With the $20 bill, you saw, yeah, you know, like to get all this false excitement going. You know, like, we don't understand, but if we could see the movie.
We could only see the movie.
Yeah, I mean,
she did the same thing with Brad Pitt and Meet Joe Black.
Right.
Did you all see the scene?
Yeah.
Where they make love?
Of course we saw it. We just had to sit through it for 3 hours, bored out of our minds.
Was that the best love scene ever?
Yeah. Y'all saw that?
Oh,
God.
Was that what every woman wants to hear?
Mm-hmm. So it was a lot of that. And then John Travolta, man, evidently has like 10 airplanes.
Yes.
And show, like, this was kind of weird. Like, you think he'd know enough to keep this off TV, but he showed everyone his new, he bought a Boeing 707.
Like a huge plane.
Seats 35.
Wow.
And it's got private bathroom. I mean, it's such opulence. Like, I'd be embarrassed to get in front of people and show them how much money I had.
Well, you know, but the thing with John Travolta is he had that money even when he wasn't working.
I know.
How did he get that money?
I don't know, but he man, you should see the spread. And then they went to... Yeah. What is it, Baba Booey? That was weird.
Howard?
Yeah.
I know how he got the money.
How?
John Travolta?
Yeah.
John Travolta, all those movies that he did, Saturday Night Fever and Grease, he got a piece of the soundtrack.
Wow.
So he was... That's how he got all that money.
Wow.
Really? When am I going to get a piece of some soundtrack?
So stupid.
Gary, work on that for me. You know that's not how he got all that money.
It's my thing. Mm.
No.
I know.
Trust me. That's not how he made his money.
Mm. I think he must be in the mob.
Yeah. He must be the smartest guy in the world.
Because he was flying around on planes when he wasn't working.
I know. And then...
Pilot.
And then...
Having his own hangar.
What a great life.